Good morning. Today we have a follow-up question from yesterday's Dvar Halacha, where we saw the opinion of the Rokeach that when it comes to Nefilas Apayim of Tachanun, Ein Noflim Ela Lifnei Sefer Torah, we only do Nefilas Apayim if there is a Sefer Torah there. But if there's not a Sefer Torah there, we don't do the Nefilas Apayim. We say the Tachanun still, we still say the same text, but without leaning down, without the Nefilas Apayim. And the Rokeach was one of the great Rishonim. He brings a siman for this. Simnach, Dichsiv, he says, in Milchemes Ai, in Sefer Yoshua, and Klal Yisrael, went to war against Ai, the city of Ai, Vayipol al panav arza lifnei Aron Hashem, that Yoshua fell. He prostrated himself on the ground in front of the Aron Hashem. So that's the source that the Rokeach brings, that we need a Sefer Torah. But in fact, this is a little bit unclear, because on the one hand, the Rokeach says we need a Sefer Torah, but the pasuk he brings says we need to be in front of the Aron Hashem. So in fact, it's a little bit gray here. What happens if we have a Sefer Torah, but it's not in an Aron Kodesh? So on the one hand, it's a Sefer Torah. Maybe that's what we need. But on the other hand, the pasuk says it needs to be in an Aron, or maybe just an Aron Kodesh. So when we look at the language of the Ramah brings this Rokeach and says as follows: there is an opinion that says that there's no Nefilas Apayim unless Ela B'makam Sheish Aron, this Sefer Torah B'socho. You need an Aron Kodesh and a Sefer Torah inside the Aron. So in fact, based on the language of the Ramah, you would need both. It would not be sufficient to just have a Sefer Torah. It would not be sufficient to have just an Aron Kodesh without a Sefer Torah. You need an Aron with a Sefer Torah inside of it. So Rav Moshe Sternbach brings in his Tshuvas V'Hanhagos, his beautiful Sefer, volumes, a number of volumes of responsa, and he brings the opinion of the Taz that you don't really need an Aron. All you need is a Sefer Torah. Despite the language of the Ramah, you just need a Sefer Torah, and as long as you have the Sefer Torah, then you can do Nefilas Apayim. And the Tshuvas V'Hanhagos Rav Sternbach says, I don't know where the Taz gets that from. If you look at the Ramah, he says you need an Aron and a Sefer Torah inside the Aron. You need both. And in fact, Rav Sternbach explains, what's this concept of having an Aron Kodesh? It's not stam, it's just not the language. They just didn't happen to mention Aron Kodesh, the poskim, but they really mean just a Sefer Torah. That's not the case. The concept of an Aron Kodesh is that it's a dignified thing. It is something that is installed and it is there, and we have to daven. It's like having a heichal. It's like being in a real sanctuary of something of significance, something of importance, and we have to daven mul haheichal. We have to daven in that environment of not just having a Sefer Torah there, but it has to be that there's an Aron Kodesh there with the Sefer Torah inside of it. V'nikra kein heichal rakashe Sefer Torah b'sochem. We only call it a heichal. It's not only that it has to have the physical Aron Kodesh, so it looks like a shul. It looks like a sanctuary, but in fact, to be defined as a heichal, a sanctuary, it needs to have the Sefer Torah inside of it. So as of now, Rav Sternbach is saying you need not only the Sefer Torah, but you need an Aron Kodesh, and the Sefer Torah has to be inside the Aron Kodesh, because that gives the shul the dignity that would enable us to do the Nefilas Apayim. But then Rav Sternbach goes back on that a little bit, and he says that in fact, that is the case when the Nefilas Apayim at the time of Chazal was prostrating themselves on the floor. That is not the Nefilas Apayim we do. We are in the air still. We are crouching while on a chair. That's not the real Nefilas Apayim. So accordingly, if somebody is doing the real Nefilas Apayim, then the Ramah tells us you need not only a Sefer Torah, but you need also the Sefer Torah inside the Aron Kodesh. It has to be a Heichal. It has to be a dignified sanctuary. But for our Nefilas Apayim, what's a quasi Nefilas Apayim, crouching, a Sefer Torah would be sufficient. He says as follows: Sefer Torah dehu b'kedusha samakam kaptina nami ledidan. Even for us that we just crouch on the side, we're still required to have a Sefer Torah to do Nefilas Apayim, but we would not be required to have an Aron Kodesh and the Heichal and the sanctuary effect in order to do our Nefilas Apayim. So he says as follows, Mikomakam Nira Shema Alam Yuchedes Lispala. Nonetheless, there's still a great Maila. There's a great level to daven in a place. Lipol Albana Betchina. Even our Tachanun Mul Heichal Hashem Ba'aron. That indeed we should strive to daven in a place that has both. It should have the Sefer Torah, and also it should have the Aron Kodesh like the Pasuk that we cited. So indeed, that would be the ideal. But nowadays, that we don't have a real prostration, a Nefilas Apayim on the floor, in our circumstances, it would be sufficient to have a Sefer Torah that would enable us to do the Nefilas Apayim. Have a wonderful day.